Welcome to this episode of Straight Real Estate. Today I got a banger for you. I am going to talk about a way and give you a path. Obviously, you have to do the walking to find what we call the gravy train, an endless source of free leads. This isn't like a ad where I'm trying to give you a clickbait type of topic or a clickbait type of material. I'm going to talk about how you can start to develop relationships with real estate agents. I'm going to break down why they can bring you some of the best leads possible and how to get in front of them and what to say when you're in front of them, because we are probably going to buy 40 to 50 houses this year from real estate agents with $0 in marketing spend. Now, this is not something, well, I guess you could, I was going to say, this is probably not something that you're going to get, you know, a buy next week by starting this process like you could with direct mail or some type of marketing that will cost you money. But this is a little bit more of a mid to long play. But if you focus for the next 6 months on developing relationships with real estate agents, like I'm going to explain to you in this podcast, then I'm telling you, obviously you do the other stuff along the way. This is something you do in the background or on the back burner, but you will start to get a steady flow of leads monthly, if not weekly, that will turn into buys for free. Let me explain everything. All right, so the reason you want to deal with real estate agents is because they are on the front lines of real estate in general. They are in and out of houses all day, every day. They are doing listing appointments and buyer appointments and taking selling appointments. They're just in and out of houses all the time. And a good agent is going to do 15 to 20 deals, either on the buy side or sell side, a year. And that agent that's good that you get to know, we're going to talk about how to find them, will bring you one, maybe two leads a year. So if you spend the next 6 months, let's paint the picture and work our way back. If you spend the next 6 months going through good agents, bad agents, coaching up agents, having agents not understand what you do, having agents send you crappy deals, just the general process of starting something new. In the next 6 months, and you get, let's say, 6 to 7 real estate agents that are in your pocket that you developed relationship with after going through 25, that you text weekly, that you occasionally grab coffee with, that you go play pickleball with, that you golf with, that you grab a beer with, whatever it is. If you can get, you know, 6 or 7 of those developed over the next 6 months, so one a month, that's not too much to ask, kind of wading through the crap before you get to that point. If you do that, I'm pretty confident there that the right agent that do volume, that understand investors, you're going to get a lead to 2 per agent per year. Now, you may not think that's sexy, but if an agent brings you a few, that could be, you know, 12 to 15 free leads a year that will, because of the quality of the leads, that will turn into 1 to 2 buys. So just by doing everything else you do, and this could be way more than that, by the way, I'm trying to be conservative. I mean, shit, you could get, you know, 50 leads a year from agents. We get hundreds, but, you know, 12 to 15 leads a year, that's going to be two, maybe 3 buys a year, 1 to 3 buys, I guess, let's say, to be consistent. That's a good use of your time. They're free, because I'm going to explain the agent gets paid from the seller, not from you. And they're super insane quality leads. So that is kind of the little bit of the background. Now let's work on how to find these agents, and then we'll talk a little bit about why they are the best leads that you can ever come across. So you're going to find these agents by starting at local meetups. Go to your local meetup, ask to talk to real estate agents, go to your local Facebook groups and talk to real estate agents. Call agents you see on signs. Just get in front of many agents as you can. Explain what you do. A lot of agents do not understand real estate investing. Unless they're really young, super smart, super hungry, there's no point in even teaching them. Move on to the next one. If there's a young, hungry agent, maybe it's worth training and explaining what real estate investing is, where you come in, where they come in, why you're the easy button, which I'm going to get to all that here in a minute. Maybe it's worth it. But if they're a little bit older or, you know, don't seem too eager to be hungry, then just let them go and move on to the next one. So you get to know these agents, talking to other investors, and just talking about real estate investing in general. And then let's talk about the reason why they're the best leads. And then let me give you some things to tell them to get you to bring you their property. So they're the best type of leads because this agent is bringing you a listing or something that has not been listed yet, a pocket listing per se, that is an issue that you've taught them. They understand that you buy distressed properties, you buy properties that need work, you buy fixer uppers, you buy trouble homes, and you buy as is. So the agent's going to bring you this deal. And when you walk in the door with them, or they send you the pictures, I guess, but once you walk in the door and see it in person and you meet the home seller, they're going to be like, hey, this is my buddy X. They, you know, weird name X, but some people are named X. This is my buddy X. I've done deals with him before. He's a heck of a guy. He'll give you a fair offer. We'll look and review it, but he's a really good resource for you, and he buys them as is, and his company closes all the time. They're the real deal. Like walking into a house with a distressed seller, there's so many barriers up, but if you walk in with an agent that you have already developed a relationship with, all of those walls come crashing down and you are in like Flynn, and you're able to solidly put in a quality offer with little to no competition, and the seller's probably going to take it because the agent's probably going to tell him to cake it because the agent gets paid more money. When an agent sells a house on the open market, left for simple math, they get paid 3%. The broker's going to take some, but let's leave that out of it for now. So let's say they sell a $200,000 house. They're going to get paid $6,000 for doing that, 3%. However, if they bring you the lead, you don't need the commission. You're just trying to buy the house at your price. So if it's that same $200,000 house, or let's say it's worth $200,000 now, it needs work, but they will be the buying and the listing agent. So they will get paid their 3% to list it and sell it, just like they would if it was the open market. But you will give them the 3% to represent you as a buyer. So then they get paid 6%. So on the same deal, they can make $12,000. So they can make double the money being a buying and selling agent. And that's going to be part of your pitch to them. Hey, I will let you represent both sides of this. I do not need any commission. You can get paid double. Bring me in and, you know, I'll give a fair offer, review it with your client, give them the option to list it, tell them what you can list it for and what work it's going to need and all those things. And the other part about this that I haven't even mentioned yet, you are the easy button for this agent. When they sell normal properties, those are pretty easy. They do an open house, some showings, multiple offers, whatever that is. They got to work through some stuff. But on houses like this, the houses, the distressed assets that you're going to be buying as a real estate investor, they need a lot of work. They need, they need a ton of work. They're outdated. They're hoarder houses. There's cracks in the foundation. There's issues. That's why you're buying this. Whether you get it from an agent or not, these are the houses you're going to be buying, just so you know. So whether you're an agent or not, this is what you're going to have to be dealing with, is kind of crappy houses. So this crappy house, it hasn't been updated. Either it's not a hoarder house, it's just super outdated but clean. The agent's going to list that on the market if they don't sell it to you, and they're going to get a bunch of looky-loos, a bunch of people that are going to ask for contingencies and inspections, and they're going to want you to give them money back at closing to make repairs, and it won't pass inspection. Banks won't fund it because it's not livable and won't pass occupancy. They're just a pain in the butt for that agent to sell because of all the work needed to get it in livable condition, to get you to move in, to get the person to move in, to get to pass occupancy. It's just so many red hoops I guess that's a combination of hoops and red flags, but red hoops, that's fine. Red hoops, I just started a thing. Let's start it now. Red hoops. It's like red flags and hoops combined, but a bunch of red hoops to go through to make it, and they're going to get paid 3% with a bunch of work. If they can bring you in, you can give them a fair offer. Maybe it's a little bit less than they would get on the market. Probably not when it all boils down to all the credits and contingencies that the seller's going to have to go through. They can get paid more, easier, better for the seller. They can get out quickly. They can leave the stuff. They don't have to clean it out. They don't have to worry about occupancy. It's better for everybody if it is the right deal and the right agent portraying that deal. So hopefully that makes a little bit of sense, you know, why you would go to agents and what you would say to them, the easy button, both sides of the commission, and just make it a win-win for everybody. So it's, again, something you have to develop over time. If you're an extrovert or you like making friends, this is a great way to do it. Go make a handful of real estate agent friends and tell them to bring you their distressed pocket listings. You'll make their life easier. You'll make money. You'll help out the seller. And that is called a win-win-win. Hopefully this taught you something. If it did, I would really appreciate you giving this a review. It would mean a lot. I don't think you could really do much else to make my day than to give this a review and a rating. I would like a 5-star, but you do whatever you need to do, boo. Just having that just helps grow this podcast, because it's hard to grow podcasts. If you're not Alex Hormozi and you're not the articulate Picasso / Aristotle / Gary V / Hulk Hogan of the world, if you're not all that combined, making content is tough to grow a podcast, because there's no searchable organic there's no like discoverable page like there is in like TikTok or Reels. So anyways, if you wouldn't mind giving a review and sharing this with a friend, that would mean a ton to me, more than you will ever know. Thank you. See you on the next one.